Mr. Chair, and I'd also like to thank the 15 delegations that took the floor, as well as the NGOs with their very thoughtful statements. And I'd like to comment by way of themes, because there's clearly one element that came out very aptly put by the US delegation. We are actually in the 65th, we are, if you like, celebrating the 65th anniversary of the 1951 Convention. And as I was saying also during the statement, the 51 Convention is indeed the tool that has saved and continues to save millions of lives. And I think for that alone, it is important to remember that it is indeed the 65th anniversary. We also heard from a number of delegations that we would like to see more accessions to the 51 Convention. We haven't seen accessions for quite some time. It would be good to see whether there is more possibility in that regard. It was also very clear that, and what you said is that indeed the common humanity must be at the core of any response, which is indeed what protection of refugees is all about. Clear identification of non-refoulement principle, a number of delegations mentioned it, I think it was Canada and the US in particular, as the bedrock of the international refugee protection regime, and very interested to hear from the Thai delegation that they intend to now put the non-refoulement principle into their domestic legislation. We are also very much looking forward to the screening mechanism that you mentioned, the joint screening mechanism, which is an area that we would like to work further with you on. There was, I think it was Canada who said it, clear recognition of UNHCR's unique protection mandate. It's one that we consider a trust to us that we need to fulfill. It's one that is not always the easiest part of our work, we know that, but it is obviously a duty and obligation on our part to ensure that the rights of people who are in displacement, as well as the ones who are stateless, that we do everything within our power to ensure that these rights are respected. In terms of looking ahead, it was interesting to hear from the German delegation mention of the platform on disaster displacement. As you know, this platform on disaster displacement in relation to climate change and displacement as a result of climate change is currently led by Germany and Bangladesh. Both IOM and UNHCR are indeed very proactive in supporting this platform, and we had a very good site event yesterday that showed some of the synergies